Hey, my name is Edward. I'm going to talk about a few issues. Now, I do want to say one thing. I don't give a shit what any of these people say to me, okay? Like little Hong Kong Fui, he doesn't ruffle any of my feathers. Nope. In fact, when I'm playing ping pong with him in the forum, I'm studying intelligence. And that is as deep as I will go about that. Because I won't tell you what I'm doing. I want to say that, who is that guy who, who's that one that's been, stalking me, telling, he called me a homophobe. Hey, you know what? Hey, just for the record, now, I'm not doing this so that I'm not like Mr. Bigot, but I have friends that are gay. One real nice friend of mine, he's as gay as the day is long. He's not like one of them Nelly dudes, you know. He's just gay. He just likes dick. And he kind of said something to me, you know, when we first met. But I didn't respond, and he didn't push it, and we're nice friends. When I see him, I'll stand and talk to him for 20 minutes, you know? But he understands I'm not down. I'm not down with all that. And he doesn't push it. If he did, it would be like if I tried to flirt with a girl, and she didn't respond, and I kept pushing every time I see her. That wouldn't be nice, would it? But this guy called me a homophobe, and it's just, you know what, that's not true. You know what? If I did have a phobia about gay people, that's my fucking business. You know what, there's a lot of people I don't want to be around. But you know what, it doesn't bother me if someone's gay. Yeah, not at all. I've had friends just as queer as the day is long, and cool as fuck with me. But I'm going to tell you what has happened over the last couple years. We've watched the LGBT just kind of root themselves into the White House. They've dug in a little trench in all of the social media companies. I remember I got an account canceled at Twitter here a couple years ago. When Trump took office and they really, you know, they started up the fires. And it wasn't that I said anything offensive to this transgender person. I just didn't agree with her holiness. I disagreed with her. And it wasn't even about a transgender issue. I just disagreed. Oh no, my account got shit-canned. They shit-canned everybody that didn't kneel in front of them and just say, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. You know, I mean, worshiping the fucking queen of the day, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Here's a campaign that they've been pushing recently. They've been pushing a propaganda campaign. If you guys don't like to have sex with transgender girls, you're a bigot and a homophobe, and you really belong in jail. Oh, baby, you need to shut that shit the fuck up. I'm going to tell you something. I have a right to say, I don't want to talk to you. You know what? I joke around about the BDSM community, about how I'd enjoy doing this, and I would. I would. I'd enjoy it. And I you know, I joke. I say my pronouns would be Mr. and Sir. You know? But let's say that I did adopt this lifestyle. That doesn't mean that everyone in the world needs to call me Mr. and Sir. And you know, really, the reality is, for me, okay, you know what? I'll give them credit. Some of these transgender girls look really beautiful on the surface. Some of them look stunning. But, sorry if I'm old-fashioned, I grew up with girls that have nice pussy. You know what it reminds me of, this whole transgender movement? It reminds me of how somebody will take like a little Pontiac Fiero and convert it into a Lamborghini. You know what? It looks good from 20 feet away. Some of them look real good. Okay, like I made a point. Some of the transgender girls, yeah, they look real nice. And I wouldn't even notice. I wouldn't know the fucking difference if I met them at the Starbucks. You don't hear a man's voice. You don't see any, nothing. Nothing that would lead me to believe that this isn't a natural born female. But it's not my trip. And you know what? Now they've got this propaganda thing going where, oh my God, if I was a teacher in the school and I fucked up and misgendered somebody, holy fucking Jesus. Are you kidding me? They'll fire you. And they're talking about criminal charges for misgendering somebody. Let me tell you something. You know what I appreciate? Lesbians are lesbians are lesbians. They like women. Okay? And you know what? Some of them just really feminine, really stunning, gorgeous like that. Like, you know, they're little Cinderellas. But some of them, oh shit. You know the Bull Dykes. Shit, you can't mistake them. Some of them look really kind of middle of the road. I'm probably non-binary type of a look. You remember Pat on Saturday Night Live? Nobody knew if Pat was male or female. I think it was a female that did it, but nobody knows. I never knew. But, I mean, imagine I see Pat, and it's not really clear if Pat is male or female, and I make a mistake. Is that a criminal offense? You know, I remember one time, you know, I look kind of, you know, universal. I remember one time years ago, I was in a swimming pool at a motel, and I came up out of the water, and this little boy goes, "Are you a boy or a girl?" I think I'm a boy. And, you know, the mother felt really awkward about it, but would I want to press criminal charges on that child for saying that? I mean, I don't have a man's beard. My hair was long. You know, I have long hair now. I have shoulder-length hair. I can see where that child might have looked at me and been like, I don't know what this dude is. I mean, I just come up out of the water. I looked kind of middle of the road, you know. You couldn't tell. And I guess that kid couldn't. And trying to do some programming while I do this. So, they're trying to push this thing where they're pressuring men to think that if I don't want to have an intimate relationship with a transgender male to female, that I'm all of a sudden labeled with bad words like transphobe, bigot, and possible criminal charges and possible jail time. Get the motherfuck out of my business. Ah, that is crazy. Now, the school thing. Little Aaron in the morn at Twitter, E-R-I-N-N-I-N, the morn, M-O-R-N. I think that's who it is. Well, little Aaron, she has been going like bonkers bitching and complaining that there's legislation being passed all over the country to put a screeching stop to all this secretive bullshit that goes on in our schools. Let me tell you something. My kids are grown. But, oh, God forbid that I sent my child to a school, my son, and they fed him puberty blockers in the fourth grade. Oh, motherfucker, there's going to be a problem. There's going to be a fucking problem. Number one, my kid's not going back to school the next day, but my kid should be able to go to school, okay? They want to be able to, which they've been doing for a little while, they wanted to be able to feed my children puberty blockers, which I'm assuming this prevents me from going into puberty. And then they put him on, you know, I guess estrogen, I don't know the drug names, which softens up the skin. I've read about it a little bit. Makes them look more feminine, changes their facial appearance, blah, blah, blah. Oh, if you'd have fed that shit to my son, we'd have had a fucking tornado party. Oh, yeah. My son? My son was a beautiful boy. Oh, my God, I make beautiful kids. Mama was a little Mexican girl. We made beautiful, beautiful children. And my son would have made a beautiful transgender. I've seen some of the ugly guys. I've seen some of the transformations on YouTube where they show a before and an after. And some of those dudes are ugly as fuck when they start out. And then I'm like, Jesus, it's Cinderella, you know. But imagine they want to be able to stop my son's puberty from progressing normally, and they want to give him female, is it female hormones? I don't really know. That's not right, okay? And then I posted a TikTok here yesterday or day before, where this lady was speaking, city council or something. She was speaking to somebody, some group, and she was talking about the books that are at the school for the children to read. There was one called Push that's about a father that fucks his daughter. Wow. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. If you just showed that shit to my daughter, motherfucker, we would have had a problem. They've got, they're encouraging the children, like the boys, to go on to Grindr, which is a gay dating site. It's like a gay Tinder. Oh. That's not why I send my son to school. Okay? That's not why. What else? You know, it's just all gotten way out of control. What about that guy, what's his name, Benton or something? That white dude that was working in the White House, and he would wear hot red lipstick and bald head. And then he got caught stealing luggage. I'm going to tell you something. I've been around a few trannies in the real world. Jesus, they are some corrupt motherfuckers. Oh, Jesus. But the idea of wanting to seclude, take my children into seclusion in the school, and to feed them drugs, get out. That ain't right. That ain't right at all. And that's why little Erin in the Morn is so pissed, because she was making ground. She was making progress. They were doing these things. you know, little Aaron is on a mission. Aaron would be happy if every single child got on puberty blockers and got on the hormones and, you know, got breasts and, oh, go out for surgery and have their penis cut off and have one of them cockamamie vaginas installed. Well, I got bad news for you. That ain't right. I can't believe we haven't gone to war over this. What else did I want to talk about? Oh, yeah. Remember my counseling session with Muskrat here a couple months ago? I told Muskrat the other day, I said, you know, I baited you. Like baiting a hook when you go fishing. I baited him to see if he was gay. I said something and I was just joking. And he came back and he said, you try to suck my dick in it? He was serious. He was dead fucking serious. I baited him. I put the fucking bear trap in front of him. And he put his whole fucking foot in it and his head. You trying to suck my dick, Edward? No. Sorry, bro. Sorry, bro. Sorry to disappoint. Anyway, that's... You know, when I was counseling Muskrat, he's an alcoholic. And he'd gotten thrown out of his house by his wife. And now he's on the phone with me wanting to have a counseling session. And I got him and his little lady in front of the phone. And I'm going to tell you something. There's a prerequisite when you're a counselor. There's a prerequisite that you got to look for when you're a counselor. And this applies to a lot of jobs. If you're a landscaper, you have to find out, does this potential customer want, do they have a problem with their landscaping and do they need me to fix it? If they don't express that to me, I'm wasting my time. So I wanted to know, does he think he has a problem and does he want to fix it? Now, keep in mind, he just gotten thrown out of his house. He's sitting down at the fucking Jack in the Box or Starbucks or something, talking about killing himself. So you know what I did? And I really wish him well. I really do. But I wanted to see, does he think that he has a problem? And does he want me to help him fix it? So you know what I do? I don't look at him and say, do you think you have a problem? Admit it now. No, don't do that. Because he's going to tell me what I want to hear. So you know what I did? I said to him, I said, tell me something. And I'm sitting there on the phone, on speakerphone, with him and his little wife. And she seems very pleasant, by the way. But I asked him a simple question. I said, tell me something, Muskrat. Would you like for your marriage to be better? Now, that's kind of a loaded question. That's what I would call it. It's like, I mean, anybody that's in a marriage, no matter how wonderful your marriage is, no matter how nice and flowery and wonderful your relationship is, sure you'd like it to be better. Sure, I could be, you know, living with Princess Diana, and if someone looked at me and said, would you like for your relationship with Princess Diana to be better? I'd be like, yeah, that'd be nice. Now, I'm not saying it's bad, but you know what? When I asked him, would you like for your marriage to be better? Now, keep in mind, he'd just gotten thrown out of his house. He's talking about killing himself. And I said, would you like for your marriage to be better? He ran away from the phone. He couldn't say yes. He couldn't say no. So that was the signal that he does not have that prerequisite that I'm looking for. Does that make sense? If he'd have said, yeah, I'd like it to be nice. If he'd have just said something, then I would have had something to work with. You know, then I would have, you know, talked to him, and in a roundabout way, I would have been like, hey, what is the problem? What is there anything about your marriage that's bothering you? You know, and I asked him one time, I said, do you mind if I talk to your lady alone? He couldn't shut up. You know what he thought? He thought I was going to try to hit on his lady. Uh-huh. Now, am I going to? No. I have no interest. Anyways, the transgender thing, I'm going to tell you something. You know, I told a little story. I typed it in a post. I used to go to 12-step meetings. I used to have a drinking problem when I was younger. I do not have a drinking problem now. But I heard this story this guy told about another guy. And he said, he said that he knew this guy that was in recovery in these 12-step meetings trying to get off drugs. And this guy woke up one day and decided that to make his life a nicer place to be, he was going to go ahead and go the transgender route. And he got the breasts, you know, and he got the penis cut off and got the vagina thing. And then he was like, wait a minute, I made a mistake. And so now this guy, when he gets up in the morning and stands in front of the mirror in the bathroom, he's gone back to being a man, and he has to look down and see a pussy between his legs. Sorry, I'm dying of COPD. The lesson that this guy was giving by telling us this story was, he said, one day at a time. Don't rush things. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Little Aaron in the morn, that little fucking tornado on wheels. Holy shit. Can you imagine how many children she has pressured into transitioning, taking drugs that cause irreversible damage? I mean, I've watched some of the videos. I mean, as a, you know, person with a delusion that I enjoy counseling, I want to understand the issues. So I've watched a few of the transition regret videos. And you know, when a man transitions to the female persuasion, he never quite comes back to being the manly man that he was when he reverses the process. He's got a feminine look about him. The drugs just do disastrous things to a male's body. Okay? By the way, I wish good things to Muskrat, but I'm gonna tell you a secret about Muskrat. Muskrat doesn't want to change. Muskrat won't change. Muskrat is the kind of alcoholic that only wants to change when the pain gets really bad. And then he only wants the pain to stop, and then he wants to go back drinking. Been around it, seen that movie a million times. So, you know, I don't want to fuck transgender girls. And I don't want to be put in jail because I don't, you know, use, because I don't have my transgender pronouns lookup flashcards with me. That's fucking ridiculous. Okay? I don't want to get banned off of my social media because some transgender person that's on a political journey like Aaron is, you know, I don't want to get, you know, beat up and thrown out of the room because I'm not complying with her demands. I don't make any demands of Aaron. If Aaron wants to dress like a girl and, you know, take the drugs and get boobs and suck dick and all that, go right ahead. See if I care. I'm going to tell a funny story real quick, and then I'm going to finish. I was in California, and I was at a 12-step meeting. And there was this hot fucking redhead in there. She used to come in dressed almost like a schoolgirl, carrying a lunchbox. She was cute as fuck, man. She had the most beautiful features. She had this cute little nose. She had a beautiful petite body. Nothing about her gave me the slightest clue that she was transgender. Other people in the room knew, but she didn't tell me. And I was obviously flirting with her. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry. I don't want a girlfriend that's got a penis. Sorry. I'm old-fashioned. And no, I don't even want to apologize for that. Okay, that's my choice. Okay? But anyway, she and I would sit at the picnic table out in the patio. Fuck, we sat out there 3 or 4 nights till 2, 3, 4 in the morning just sitting there chit-chatting. And I mean, chatting just like I'm doing right now. But I mean, I was looking at her and I was like, holy shit, you're hot. You know, that's what I was thinking. But then just out of the blue, you know what she blurts out to me? And I'd never heard this term before. She looks at me and she says, I mean, she'd already told me things that were just sexy as fuck. You know, she's like, you know, my last boyfriend, he'd make me suck his dick all night long. Really? Oh, that's horrible. Awful. Shame on him. But then just, you know, later down the road, we're sitting up here late at night till 2, 3, 4 in the morning. We did this 3 or 4 nights. She just blurts out to me. She says, you know, Edward, I like to peg my boyfriends. Well, I'd never heard that term before. But it didn't take rocket science for me to cipher it. You know what I'm saying? She likes to butt fuck her boyfriends. And I was like, oh, jeez. She for sure could see the expression on my face that I was not down with this agenda. Okay? She was cute as fuck. Again, I'm dying of COPD. But she was cute as fuck. But you know what? When she realized that I was paying a little more attention to her than I was to other people in the room, she could have dropped me a hint. Or she could have had someone else look at me and say, hey, Edward, you know so-and-so, she's a transgender girl. And I'd have just been like, oh, really? Sad I'm not interested in that. But she didn't tell me anything, and then she just blurted it out to me. And I really felt kind of awkward, you know, that, you know, like, you know that trans girl that I posted the picture where she's holding the rifle, and you can see her dick sitting straight up, and she's got on these tight underwear and nice, you know, tight socks, and she looked good. When I saw the picture, I was like, please shoot me. But then I looked again, and my vision isn't perfect. It's a little blurry. I was like, holy shit, is that a pistol in her pocket? Jeez. I didn't even notice. I mean, a lot of these trans girls, you can't tell. But anyways, just to summarize, wanting to take children in private without the parents' knowledge or consent and give them drugs that change their puberty cycles, and then wanting to give them hormones that give the little boys breasts, and then if they could get away with it, they would do a full transition where little Johnny goes home and says, "Hey, Mama and Daddy, my name's Jane now. I have a pussy." Ooh, can you imagine the shock? I want to tell you something. That is what Aaron in the Morn wants. Aaron in the Morn wants complete authority over your children. She wants to be able to take your children in private, give them drugs, and give them surgeries with the parents having no knowledge of any of this. Can you imagine finding out that your daughter had been given, you know, drugs, had her breasts removed, maybe had her pussy removed, and had a fake-ass dick installed? Ooh, if you'd have done that to my daughter, I'd be in prison right now. Oh, yeah. I'd be in the big house right now. Okay? Anyways, that's enough of that, but I just wanted to, I want to make one other comment. You know, the trans crowd has got their pronouns, and I think that goes over to just the generic LGBT crowd. They like their pronouns. She, her, all that bullshit. I still don't know what the fuck difference it is. But you know what? Sometimes when I'm trolling in the forum, somebody will go, "You're gay." Hey, you know what? I don't like to hear that. That is as offensive. No, it doesn't bother me. I mean, I just know you're an asshole for doing it. Would I want to put you in jail for it? No. No. Would I want to beat you up? No. Later.